Back now with more of Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. After years of blood, sweat, tears, and often cash in service to a degree, the sad truth is that many college grads will not work in their major. Well, at least not at first. And that was certainly the case for local photographer Blythe Meyer. After earning master's degrees in photography and film, she found herself working as the head of marketing for Milwaukee Film.
But it was while doing that job that Meyer actually found herself putting at least one of those degrees to work. For several years, Meyer has been taking daily photographs of buildings and landmarks in Milwaukee. To date, she has more than 1,000 photos, 100 of which are featured in a new exhibit at the Third Ward's Portrait Society Gallery.
Meyer's Good Morning Milwaukee exhibit marks the first time most of these images have been seen beyond a screen. Her photos offer an intimate look at many of the buildings that make up Milwaukee's central city, a unique perspective on the city that Meyer now calls home.
Meyer sat down with Lake Effect's Joy Powers and explains why she started taking photos of the city while working for Milwaukee Film.
In the early days of the festival, there was two problems from a marketing perspective that I was thinking about. One was that at that time we were an 11-day festival, and that left many other days during the year where we didn't have as robust programming as they do now. So there was a lot of off time to fill to try to get people still engaged year-round. And the other thing I kept thinking about was that we were trying to do a bunch of like suburban venues. We were at the Ridge in New Berlin. We were up in the North Shore in Mequon. And that was coming from feedback where we were hearing that people were maybe not as comfortable coming downtown to see movies. And that just kept going through my head as I live in River West, and I was walking through the middle of downtown every day to get to my job and thinking, this isn't scary. This is really beautiful. Like, I love all these buildings. I love the feeling, you know, of our city. And at that time, I had just gotten an iPhone, which, as everyone knows, has a camera, which was new for me at the time. And Instagram just came around. And I don't know, one day I just started taking photos, and I guess I just haven't stopped.
Why didn't you stop? Because, you know, in some ways you started as a result of Milwaukee Film wanting to encourage people to come to the central city. But Right. You left Milwaukee Film and the photos have continued.
Right. Well, Jonathan Jackson, the executive director of Milwaukee Film, generously let me take the project with me when I left. So that was reason number one. And number two is that when I left that job, I really found myself still looking at the city in this way as I walked through it or drove through it or biked through it. Like, I still kind of like, there are certain pockets of buildings that caught my eye and I wanted to. So I guess the impulse just didn't leave. So, yeah, I've been doing it for 4.5 years now, and about half of that was there and about half of it has been on my own.
Now, you just said you kept seeing the city in this way. And in what way is that?
It's hard to explain. I think that looking at buildings and taking photographs is such an intensely personal act that I don't know how to explain what it is that catches my eye every morning. I can tell you the formal things, like it's interesting to me when buildings overlap. It's interesting to me when the light hits, you know, a building in a certain way and there's interesting patterns of shadows. It's interesting when there's a really nice crossing of power lines in front of buildings. It's almost like someone's, you know, drawing over this building. So those are like, you know, those different formal things, but what it is that makes me stop at that one building or pick that one, because I'll take like shots of multiple buildings in the morning. Sometimes I'll take like this morning, I stopped, parked my car a few blocks away, and I saw this one building that had a really nice shadow. So I walked over and I took a picture of that building, and then I kept walking. I saw something else and I took a picture of that building. And then I paused outside of the tower here by the lake to then pick which one of the shots that I wanted to choose. And then I looked up and there was just this more beautiful shot of the building across the river and the reflection in the river. And that's the one. So, I mean, I don't know how to explain what it is. It's just sort of like what touches my heart at that moment. And I just hope that appreciation of that beauty comes across to other people and they appreciate it too.
These are really kind of intimate photos of buildings, which
yes.
I don't know if you necessarily think intimate when you look at a landmark.
But I do.
Why do you?
You know, a lot of it has to do with the fact that my brother is an architect, so we talk a lot about buildings together. And there's just something formally about architecture that I really love. And I appreciate so much the fact about Milwaukee that there's this really nice combination of old buildings with all of those old, gorgeous details. You think, how is it possible that anyone could put that amount of like money and time and effort into those details in that building, and then that next to these beautiful new buildings that are going up. I like that about Milwaukee. And not to say that Milwaukee has a perfect record of keeping old buildings like the Sydney High, but you know, think about all the money that's going into preserving City Hall. It's amazing. That thing is probably not meant to keep standing, but we just keep propping it up. And I think it's gorgeous. I've shot that building probably more than any other.
Now, you're not actually from Milwaukee originally. You're a transplant.
I was born here, and I lived here till I was 12. Oh. And then my family moved back to North Dakota, which is where my extended family is from. So I mostly grew up there. And then I came back in my 20s when I met the person who I would then marry. So I've been here. So in my adult life, I've been here for about 20 years. There's a small period where we lived in Madison, too. So,
okay. But do you feel like Milwaukee is your hometown? You talk about it like it is.
I feel like both of them are. And that's, you know, a lot of people who have lived in two different places, I think, feel that way and recognize that. I definitely feel when I'm here, sometimes I feel very North Dakotan and not quite fit in. And then when I am back home visiting, there's times when I feel like I don't fit in there. So it's just that thing of being from two different places. And I mean, that's a really small scale because they're both two Midwestern places. You know, someone who's from two different countries, it's like that times 1,000.
For this gallery, all Milwaukee, this showing.
Yes, yes. This is 200 plus photos of all Milwaukee. And there's times when I'm visiting someplace else and I'll take a Good Morning New York or I'll take a Good Morning Grand Forks or something. But this is, I have filtered those out for this. This is 100% Milwaukee people.
One of the things, though, that people will not actually find in this gallery is something I think a lot of people consider rather iconic to Milwaukee, and that's the Milwaukee Art Museum.
The Calatrava is not there. You know, when I started this project, it was the time where I think people were really starting to push that building as the identity for the city above, you know, like above all else, I felt like. And I don't have anything. There's no knock against the Calatrava. I think it was a decision early on. I was just like, it was everywhere. It was kind of like overexposed. And so I felt like there were a lot of buildings that I loved just as much or more so than that one. And I wanted them to be, you know, spotlighted and made into little objects, just like we do with the Calatrava. Like, I wanted people to think of those shapes of those buildings in the same way we see that outline over everything.
Milwaukee is more than the Calatrava.
It totally is.
So how many photos have you actually taken?
Like 1,100.
1,100 photos?
Yeah. And I didn't realize that until I had the opportunity for this show. And I had to start pulling them together. And I realized I had these photos in like two different cell phones and three different computers. And it was just like compiling them all. And then when they were all in one place, I was like, oh, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
It made me feel a little crazy, but good. Like, it's a substantial body of work that just occurred over, like, you know, I take anywhere from like 15 minutes to an hour a day, you know, depending if I'm just snapping a photo as I'm driving by or whether I'm actually walking to work, which takes about an hour. So, you know, that's the amount of time that I spend every day. So, yeah, it sounds about right. 1,100 feels like it.
We're not going to see 1,100, though.
No, okay. Because some of them aren't that great. I mean, you know, if you're taking 5 to 7 pictures a week, they're all not going to be winners. So it was nice to be able to just pick out the ones that I thought were the most successful.
Now, what are we going to see at this showing? Is there a particular bent to the photos that you chose?
No, it was really for this first time. This is the first time I've shown it outside of someone's phone. So this is the first time going through that process of deciding how to print them and how to display them. I chose this really nice hard cardstock. So they feel like little objects to me. They're like 5 by 5. And it's a big grid on the wall of 7 rows by 29. So it's 203 photos, and I picked my favorites and put them in chronological order.
For most of these photos, as you kind of just mentioned, this is the first time you've actually printed them.
Yes. There was like maybe 3 that I printed before to just give to friends.
What was it like holding them in your hand?
Oh, my gosh. It was so much fun. I think that I had literally forgotten how much I love having prints of photos because, you know, digital photos make it so easy. And especially phones, you just it's rare that you even go back in your phone and look at the photos that you've taken, unless you're referencing it to someone else, see what happened 2 weeks ago. But in terms of like really sitting down and meditating and appreciating them as photography, I don't do it very much anymore. And so this process of printing them and figuring out exactly how I wanted them to look in the world was just super satisfying. I highly recommend it to everyone who is doing digital photography. Do not forget about the print.
So as someone who dabbles a little bit in art, the prospect of actually showing my pieces to other people has always seemed, you know, kind of scary beyond the safety of a computer, you know, sharing them in that way.
Right.
It seems a little frightening. What's the experience been like for you?
Oh, it's just pure joy. I mean, I don't know if that's just because of the age I am or because I don't have to. At this point, you know, I have a day job. I don't rely on this for my income or, you know, it's and because the project is so vast. And I've had such great feedback along the way from people. All of these have just gone through social media, so it's pretty immediate feedback that I've just been thrilled. I'm super grateful to Deb Raymer at the Portrait Society Gallery for inviting me for this show. I've had a great time. I'm really looking forward to the opening.
So now that you have a curated show, what happens next? Does the project end or is Milwaukee
now,
like...
Now. I assume the project will end one day, but it doesn't feel to me like it wants to end now. You know, there have been times over the past 4 years where I thought, maybe I'm losing interest. Maybe I feel like, you know, I haven't even taken the same pictures of the same buildings or the same angles or whatever. But, you know, and then the next week something different will happen and I get excited again. Like recently I started going up in the air in parking garages and taking pictures from that angle, which has been like so exciting. Changes the way that I see the city, and I think that the new photos have a different energy because of that different perspective. So there's just I keep finding ways to make it interesting. If there becomes a point where it's not interesting, that's fine too. Like I said earlier, I take pictures of and do make films of other things. So there'll always be something.
Well, Blythe, thank you so much for coming in, and I look forward to seeing the gallery.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me about this show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Blythe Meyer's Good Morning Milwaukee exhibit at the Portrait Society Gallery is part of a larger show featuring the work of different local photographers, including the work of the late Art Elkin.
Like Meyer's photos, this is the first time many of these images will be seen beyond a screen. The exhibit honors Elkin's legacy as a self-appointed visual historian whose work highlighted the Milwaukee arts community. All the exhibits are on view through the first week of November.